أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن دونهما جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مدهامتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما عينان نضاختان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ, two jannats for those people who fear the accountability, standing in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, and they have the fear of the awe of Allah, the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affects their hearts, then for them are two jannats. Here the ayats we begin now, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak of another two jannats. From here to the end of the surah, once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes these two jannats separate from the first two. And again we will find that فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ appears 8 times. There are 8 doors of jannat, and again for each door Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us the question, which of the favors of your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do you deny? One needs to understand that insofar as iman is concerned, yaqeen is concerned, ikhlas is concerned, a'mal are concerned, we will find people of different status, different ranks. Qualities of iman will differ from person to person. Qualities of yaqeen will differ from person to person. The qualities of ikhlas and sincerity differs from person to person. The qualities of actions will differ from person to person. And hence people are ranked differently in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we discuss in the next surah, in surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two very general status of people, ranks of people. The one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the muqarrabun, those very close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They obviously, insofar as their iman, their yaqeen, their ikhlas, their sincerity, their actions and everything about them is different, and we need to aspire for. Then we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the general rank of the believers, and Allah subhanahu wa yameen. Now these ashab yameen are the general ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those that are pious from amongst them, and obviously within themselves also they were rabuns of Allah, the jannat that Allah will grant them, or the two jannats that Allah will grant them in the ayats that passed. And now from here, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the jannat that is for those believers that are not from amongst the muqarrabun. So there are different stages, there are different states. We will find that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah speak about 4 different kinds of jannat, 2 and 2. Then we will find Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that there are 7 different qualities, different stages and states of Jannat. And then we will find our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Umm Haritha, her name was Umm Rabi'a actually, Haritha bin Suraqa, he became shaheed at the Battle of Badr. And obviously she was a bereaved mother, and she asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the condition of her son, that if he is in Jannat, if he is in a good condition, then she'll make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, she cannot bear the separation of her son. So where is he? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to her that there is not one Jannah, but there is Jinan. In other words, there are various stages, various states of Jannat. And hence, we have a general idea from the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there are different degrees, different stages. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانَ, and besides the two, and it can also be translated as below the two, or lesser than the two, جَنَّتَانَ are 2 other jannats. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do you deny? That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given us deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the effort. Allah showed us how to strive in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq. And then on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still makes this arrangement to adequately reward us. Now isn't this a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this in such great detail. Isn't that also a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So which of the favors of your Rabb do you deny, O insan and O jinnat? Mudhammatan. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes these two jannats as mudhammatan. Mudhammatan actually refers to something that is dark green. And usually things that are dark green, at a distance it looks and it seems to be black. So all this refers to something that is lush. These two jannats are absolutely lush. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the previous jannat, Allah Rabbul Izzat, when he spoke about وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ, Allah ta'ala said ذَوَاتَا أَفْنَانَ, that its branches are abounding, its branches are abundant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the abundance of branches, which will indicate the abundance of fruit, which will indicate even more lush than this mudham matan. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows one of the many distinctions between that pair of jannat and this pair of jannat. Thereafter again Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Rabb, which of the favors of your Lord do you deny, O insan and O jinnat? That how fair Allah Rabbul Izzat is, that Allah Rabbul Izzat recognizes our efforts, and then Allah Rabbul Izzat's fadl and grace, Allah gives us far more than what we deserve. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ نَاللَّهَتَانِ. In these two jannats, there are also two rivers, there are also two springs or fountains, but these two springs or fountains, نَاللَّهَتَانِ, they come gushing forth. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ, that those two springs, those two fountains in that jannat, تَجْرِيَانِ, they are flowing. And flowing is always more than gushing out. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the distinction. Now we said over there Abu Bakr Warraq, he had said that that person whose eyes flow with the tears in this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him to drink from those two fountains of that jannat. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows that the flowing of tears of different bandas and servants of Allah will be different. Some, it just flows and it flows because of the softness of their hearts, because of the remorse and the regret, because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness that is embedded in their hearts. It is because of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of these distinctions and differences, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this difference and distinctions in these jannats. And then again Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, that your tears, your crying and your ibadat is all welcome. You fast, you thirsty, and in reality, all this is in a remuneration, all this is the reward for what you have done. So which of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can insan and jinnah deny? That everything that we do is acknowledged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rewards. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.